Pet Shop Boys, that's from Yes, their new album. Very good it is too.
I'm reading these questions. Yeah. I wouldn't have much of a chance of answering them. No. No, I don't even know the first one, and
never mind the question. It's the rules of the quiz that I think are going to cause most consternation. But we have two people on the line. Apparently, they're going to appear in our headphone speaker type things right now.
Is it?
We have to say hello to Fran. Hello, Fran.
Hello.
Hey, hello, Fran.
Hello.
Well, you're a little bit quiet in my headphones. Maybe somebody
next
door.
I'll try talking.
No, it's not you. Somebody next door will twiddle a button and it'll all happen.
Okay.
You're still very quiet, Fran.
Sorry.
No, it's not
That's
your
all right.
Fault. Hello, Fran. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Where are you calling us from?
Here in Manchester.
Manchester.
Indeed, yes.
Very good. How is it in Manchester today?
Great, yeah. Lovely. Sunshine's out.
Is it? Gosh, it's not here. Easter is always grey in London, I think.
See, it doesn't rain in Manchester all the time like everyone thinks.
Yes, it does, Fran. Don't make it up.
Don't
it's
believe
always
what
raining
they tell
in Manchester.
You.
What do you do up there in Manchester?
I work in IT system support.
Oh, Catherine Tate's looking very blank. What does that actually mean?
IT system support.
I don't take the phone calls when people have problems. I'm sort of the next line along, so I go and help them after they've moaned at someone else.
Oh, that's good.
Does that mean they come to you often quite irate?
Yeah, not always, no. Because if I fix it, then they love me. But if I don't, then yes, they are.
Do some people go a bit mental and start swearing and screaming?
Me, generally, no.
They've already vented this.
I tend to charm them, so I'm just all right, usually.
I bet you do. What's your most charming technique? How do you calm them down?
I know what you mean. Yeah, our system's just slow. You just agree with them and empathise.
Agree with how rubbish your company is, I suppose.
No, I'd never say that.
Oh, I know. It's terrible.
Aren't they awful?
They're awful.
I bet you really regret buying that computer now. I'd take it back if I were you.
Yeah. No.
Do you work for a specific company, then,
I do, yeah. I work for BOC.
I don't even know that. I thought they were an airline.
British Oxygen Company, but it doesn't anymore.
Right. And it's sort of software, when software goes wrong.
No. Well, it's the people who sort of take orders off customers and they use the systems, and it's sort of if they go down, then they tend to scream because they can't take orders or fill any cylinders, and which is a bit of a pain. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it? Is it a good job?
Yeah, I love my job, yeah. I really good. Works with some really great people, so yeah, it's a good job.
And whereabouts in Manchester is it? Do you live?
I live in Allerton, which is actually sort of nearer to Wigan, but the job's in Swinton, which is sort of a bit Manchester based.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about IT.
You have no idea where I've just talked about.
I do.
I know Manchester, bits of Manchester, but I don't know Allerton.
Ah, right, okay.
Fran.
Hello.
Are you going to have an Easter eggs tomorrow?
Well, I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm thinking of hoping no.
How are you doing it? What are you following a system?
I'm at Weight Watchers.
Oh, yeah.
But it's kind of coming off slowly. It comes off and then I...
That's the best way.
When I'm good, I'm really good. And when I'm bad, I'm really bad.
But that's the healthy way, isn't it?
Yeah.
What?
That's what they say, yeah.
Binge eating.
taking it off slowly.
Starving and then binging.
taking it off slowly. That's the healthy way.
Exactly.
We don't want crash dieting on this station.
No, thank you.
No.
I should say not.
Having said that, where are our Easter eggs?
Yeah,
there was like a box that's sitting outside and they haven't come in yet.
Look,
oh, now there's people running around.
Look at that, there's actually a
box. Oh, no. All they're doing is rattling at them.
And showing us through the glass.
We're not actually getting one.
How many points is a Cadbury's cream egg?
Oh, do you know, I should know that.
You should know it.
That's probably less. 3.5. But you know the little lint bunnies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little one, 24 points, which is more than a day's worth.
Goodness.
I'm allowed 20 a day.
I don't understand. You're allowed 20?
You're allowed
so every foodstuff has a point.
You work it out with calories and fat, how many points you're allowed, and it's 20. So it's like more than a day's worth. Food for tiny lint bunny.
Wow.
Gosh.
But they're really nice.
They're lovely, actually.
Yeah.
No, I think that they're you can pretend that they're not. I think they're the upper end, but a little bit, you know.
I think, isn't that one of some of that chocolate thinks it's a bit nicer than it is and really lets
just
have a Mars bar.
It's lovely. No, it's lovely.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
It is lovely.
How do you think you're going to do in this competition, Fran?
I do love quizzes, and my friends all know I'm very competitive, so I'll never hear the end of it
if I don't
do very well. If I get all the questions wrong, and I'm a bit scared because Catherine just said they're all really difficult. So.
Well, that's
they're only difficult
by
for
my
her,
that's
Fran,
by
to
my
be honest.
Standard, Fran.
You know,
I wouldn't worry. I don't even know what a fun box is called on an email.
Yeah.
An inbox it is.
Presumably you have access to the internet, Fran, which is a mystery to Catherine Tate. So.
Surfing the internet.
Surfing the interweb.
You know.
Yeah.
Bit of an internet geek.
I think you'll be fine. Honestly, I don't think. Well, actually, the first question I'd know, I wouldn't have known the answer.
No,
to.
Would you not?
No,
oh,
I thought the answer was D, a goat.
I don't remember that.
There isn't a D. That's just a clue.
Oh,
don't go for G.
Assuming you're first up, we don't know.
We don't know.
We'll have to, you know, debate that.
Okay, cool.
Should we meet our other caller? You stay there, Fran. We're putting you in a holding pattern.
Is it Stephen?
We're putting you on hold, caller. That's what your customers hear all the time,
That's what your customers hear all the time. Sorry, your screen's
gone. Do you play them Muzak?
No, it goes just completely dead. So they think you've cut them off.
Oh, that's
terrible. That's awful, hoping that they'll just think they've been cut off.
Yeah. BOC systems, get some Muzak in.
Goodness,
that's how to improve your customer relations.
I'll suggest
get some John Barrowman playing down the
Get John Barrowman, he'll come and sing to you live.
His next album's going to be Muzak.
Which of the prizes do you fancy most, Fran?
The Doctor Who DVDs, obviously.
Come on, it's the correct answer.
Fran, I just about signed Sean Bean?
I'm going to get Catherine to sign that. There.
I'm not bothered about that, really.
Not bothered about
Sean Bean?
I'm not bothered.
But it's on Blu-ray.
It's on Blu-ray.
Does that mean anything to you?
Do I get the player as well?
Are you a stranger to Blu-ray?
Yeah, do I get the player to go with it?
Oh, I don't think we're stretched to that.
No,
they're shaking their heads furiously through the glass.
Can I just clarify that Blu-ray is something you need a different machine for?
Yeah.
And it just shows people spots more.
You can play it on a PlayStation 3. Okay.
Play it on a PlayStation. Do you have a PlayStation 3?
No. I want a Nintendo Wii, but I can't really justify it.
Oh, I've got one of them, I think.
Oh, no. I've got one of them.
Is it where you stand on a board?
Yeah.
And it tells you how much you weigh? I mean...
And your character goes really fat when you stand on it.
Is that a pair of scales?
Is that Weight Watchers approved?
I don't think it's endorsed, but I'm sure they don't disapprove.
No.
Weight Watchers do not endorse.
Is Wii the one where you can make yourself? You make knees?
Yes.
That's good fun.
Yeah.
It is, yeah, but when you stand on the Wii Fit board, if you're overweight, your character goes really
fast. Does
it
go far?
And it's really, you know, morale-boosting when that happens.
And doesn't it say your Wii age is 956?
That's really funny.
Yeah, mine is ridiculously old, yeah.
Unless you're Bernard Cribbins, when your Wii age is probably about 24. Well, Fran, good luck.
Thank you very much.
We're going to put you on hold, caller.
Thank you.
And we're going to speak to Stephen. Hello, Stephen.
Hello there.
Hey, Stephen. How you doing?
Oh, Stephen. Oh, look what I've done.
Stephen?
I've signed it in the wrong place.
Have we lost Stephen?
I'm still here, but it sounds like you're floating in the distance.
We're floating in the distance.
A Time Lord.
I am floating in the distance. I'm levitating naked. That's why there's no webcam. Can you hear me now? Any better?
Yeah, I can hear you a little better now, but I need to turn the radio up.
Aren't you supposed to turn it off?
Yeah.
Turn it off,
Stephen. Radio off.
Yeah, but if I turn it off...
What, you might be able to hear us?
We'll be down the phone if we talk into the microphone really close.
Oh, I can hear you now.
Oh, that's it.
Is that better?
Have you turned the radio off?
I have turned it off.
Yeah,
can you hear us now?
Sorry.
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay
great.
Sorry about all that.
Thought we're taking up a lot of your time,
Stephen. Are you well?
I am indeed.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hull.
Hull?
Hull. Yes. What part of Hull?
West Hull.
I only know Hesel. I know Hesel.
Well, it's near Hesel.
That's where I know.
And the House Martins came from Hull.
That's where I live, yeah.
Oh, okay. And Maureen Lipman's from Hull.
Is she?
Yes, she is. And
Who else is
people?
From Hull, Stephen? Who are Hull's famous... I mean, the House Martins come from Hull. Anyone else?
Okay.
No.
Stephen.
And what do you do up there
Stephen,
in Hull?
I'm a student at the moment.
What of?
History. I'm studying a history degree through the Open University.
Well, maybe next time you're in class, ask your teacher what famous people came from Hull.
Yeah.
That would tie in.
What periods are you doing at the moment?
It's an all-encompassing course that goes from the 15th century right up to the 20th century. I've just finished the 100 Years' War.
Ooh. What's the best thing about the 100 Years' War? Yeah.
Probably all the battles.
All the war.
Yeah.
All the bloodshed.
It did go on a bit, didn't it, the 100 Year War?
Yeah.
I think it was just the fact that even the kings got stuck in.
Yeah?
You know, they didn't just sit on the throne while all the plebs did all the fighting like they do now. The kings got stuck in themselves.
Who was in the 100 Years' War? I feel ashamed I don't know that. Who was fighting?
Is it the war?
Well, it's the Wars of the Roses, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say the Wars of the Roses.
I didn't know that was the same thing. The Hundred Year War is also the War of the Roses. Oh, I've done plays about that.
Is that not Yorkshire and Lancashire?
It's, you know...
Is that now, or was that the Civil War?
It's the Houses of Lancashire.
The Houses, that's right.
Oh, we shouldn't have got into this, Catherine. Oh,
it's awful. Stephen, are you familiar with the game?
I'm not, no, I'm not generally a fan of Jonathan Ross, you see, so...
Oh, come on.
I'm only tuned in because David's presenting.
Goodness me.
Oh, God bless you. Stick that on Twitter.
Quite rude to Jonathan Ross. And indirectly myself as well.
Well, clearly you're a big Catherine Tate fan, right, Stephen?
No.
Oh, of course I am. Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah. I'm a little bit of a delay there. Satellite link up to
Stephen. Yes.
Yeah. Right, Catherine, why don't you run through the rules for our fever contestants?
Okay.
Here? Now listen carefully because this is quite complicated. Well, do we have to read this out?
Yeah, we've got to read it out for compliance.
No, you just need. Oh, don't worry about it.
For goodness sake, answer a question.
We'll go to the news.
Just answer the
question. And then when we come back, we'll be oiled up. We'll be ready to go to play Froggy Went
Flirting.
Froggy
Went Flirting.
Fran, Stephen, stay there.
Stephen, don't turn your radio on.
This is BBC Radio 2 online, on digital and on 88 to 91 FM.
And I know.